Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in-depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Every prophet that came in the past, every single prophet, from the time of Adam عليه السلام all the way until Muhammad رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, they all came with the exact same aqidah. There was no prophet that came with another belief system. If Adam alayhi salam told his people that Jannah was true, this was the same message that Musa alayhi salam gave his people, the same message Isa alayhi salam gave his people, and the exact same message our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to his people. The description of Jannah that Nuh alayhi salam gave to his people was the same description that Lut alayhi salam gave to his people, and the same description that was revealed in the Quran. Therefore, when it comes to imaniyat, belief, the principle is there is no concept of nasakh or abrogation. There's no abrogation. Nothing cancels anything else because these are all absolute truths which are not affected by any culture, any time, any people. The Jannah that was created at the time that Adam alayhi salam is witnessing and that he's telling his people about is the same Jannah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited on the night of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj. Now, in opposition to iman, the word and the common term that we study is the word kufr. And the Quran talks about kufr abundantly. Because as we know, kufr is the ultimate crime. Now, when we define the word kufr, in English, generally, the word that's used to define this kufr is rejection. Rejecting something, actively rejecting something is what we call kufr. Now, kufr falls into two categories. The first category of kufr is rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, altogether. God doesn't exist. That's the end of that. What we may know in modern days as atheism, it's a form of kufr. That, you know, we reject the existence of God. The second type of kufr that's very common in human beings, and I may argue even much more common than this first type, is not doing kufr in the dhat of Allah, rather doing kufr in the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll notice in the people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching in Makkah Mukarramah, they never doubted the existence of Allah. It's not that Abu Jahl didn't believe Allah existed. It's not that Abu Lahab didn't believe that Allah existed. These people believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, their understanding of the sifat of Allah, the ability and characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was so skewed that they thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was limited, and the only way to lift these limitations was to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who would assist Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the task at hand. Now, as Muslims, we understand how blasphemous and problematic the statement is. Therefore, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing this issue in one simple verse, he addresses this problem. And wallahi al-azim, this verse is so powerful. Like it should be imprinted on the heart of every believer. And you should have plackets of this verse at your home so your children can grow up seeing this verse. And their iman will establish. Their iman will be built through just reflecting over this one verse. And this verse isn't today's study, but I'm just mentioning it as I enter into the discussion for today. That verse is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can match Allah. Stop comparing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to yourself or to other creation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all of that creation. This is the understanding that the human being should have. That's why when we're training our children on their imaniyat, their belief, we teach them to say, in the subcontinent in particular, there are some statements that children are taught from a young age. Even though they may not understand them, but they teach these statements to the kids anyway. So that way these children know what their iman is. آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه. This is a statement a child is taught from the age of 4. That you should know this. This is the fundamental. They call this iman mujman. What do they call this statement? Iman mujman. آمنت بالله. I believe in Allah. كما هو, as He is. كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته, as He is with His names and attributes. وقبلت جميع أحكامه, and I accept all of His commands, all of the rulings dictated by Allah. I accept them all, no question, no quarrel, no argument at all. Now the mushrikun of Mecca really were struggling with understanding the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore in the Quran, again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites them. The Yahud in Medina Munawwara had the same issue. They had a very tough time understanding and grasping this idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one being, can have so many characteristics. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the hadith is in Tirmidhi, that 99 characteristics, 99 sifat, not characteristics, meaning attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 99 of them? And you know, the truth is that they aren't limited to 99, there are many more than that. There are those that Allah has revealed to us, and then there are those attributes of His that we will witness yawm al-qiyamah on the Day of Judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again and again, you see in the ayat, Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadud, you know, encouraging them, look at the sifat of Allah, look at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at your Lord, Inna Allah huwa razzaqu dhul quwwati al-mateen, again and again inviting them. Now, there are many places that the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, that are you saying that your Allah has the ability to bring us back to life after we die? Is that really possible? Is that something that human beings, I mean that your God can do? Well, it's clear no human being can do that. No creation, no one that in the world that we know can do that. And you're saying your Allah can do this? And they would come again and again to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two narrations in particular. One group of Mufassirun say that it was Ubay ibn Khalaf that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the others, they say it was As bin Wa'il. Either of the two, or maybe even both of them, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding a bone in their hand that had been disintegrated, dried out, that lost its meat and its beauty and its nutrients. He came with a bone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waving it and saying, are you saying that once we become this, once we become this meaningless, useless bone, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to somehow resurrect us again? When you walk past the graveyard, as you drive past it, you see so many people lying there. And this question may come to your mind, that are you saying that Allah is going to resurrect all of these people? Allah is going to gather all of these people? Are you saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question all of them and serve justice to all of them? Is that even possible? They came like this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we turn to the verses of Surah Yasin. Verse number 77 until the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example. And He addresses this person. He first says to this man that comes with this faulty logic to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this faulty example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm the one who created this human being from one drop of sperm. One drop I created him from. He was nothing. I mean, you look at the chance of a human being existing, if you actually study this idea, that what are the chances of you being conceived and you living today, it's some ridiculous fraction, 14 trillion or something like that, some really ridiculous, silly number of the chances of a human being existing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave you those chances. In those chances, I created you. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Does it not amaze you that you, this tall, this strong, this powerful, this intellectual, this, you know, you're so smart and you can articulate yourself so effectively, so eloquently. Doesn't it amaze you that all of this started from one drop? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ Look at you. I created you from a drop and now you're arguing with me? I created you from a drop and now look at you. You're arguing with me? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا Now you're giving examples to Allah? You're trying to teach and educate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And look at you, look how naive you are. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا You forgot your own creation. قَالَ He said, مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ That who will be able to create these bones? I'm sorry, يُحْيِ الْعِظَامَ Who will give life to these bones? Bones, وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ Once they've disintegrated, once they've become like, you know, nothing. They've lost all of their value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, you say to them now. They give you an example, let's teach them how to give real examples. This is how you educate people. Don't give false education to Allah. Don't use your faulty logic. This is what happens with human beings. The smarter they become, the less they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more intellectual they become, they start minimizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't like that arrogance. It stops them from wanting anyone being an equal or greater than them. And then they start doing this with their creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, you say to them, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ The one who created you the first time will create you again. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of His creation. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ أَخْضَرِ نَارٍ Look at the tree. It's moist. Just like that first sperm drop that a human being is created from, there's moisture there. And that one little moisture from this tree, it grows this tree. And this tree now flourishes and it has fruits and it's strong and it's green and it's so beautiful. You started from nothing and look at you now. So intellectual, so smart, you're talking back to Allah now. You've grown so much. And then that tree dries up. And when the tree dries, that's when it has the ability, if you take it and you rub the tree, one piece of it against another piece properly, what'll happen? That tree will produce fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it started from moisture, reached its peak, dried out, and look what happened. It started with water, but now it produces fire. Two opposites. It started with water, and now today it produces fire. Whoever thought that could happen? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Was it difficult on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Was it complicated for Allah? Clearly it wasn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ If Allah can do this to a tree, that He can bring fire out of a tree, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ Do you think that Allah that created the sophisticated earth and the sophisticated sky isn't capable of bringing you back to life? Is that not possible for Allah? Is that really that hard for you to understand? The earth, the oceans could have been, you know, sweet water that human beings drink from. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them salty. So the life within those oceans can be preserved. So things wouldn't rot, so the ocean wouldn't smell. Human beings couldn't drink that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a natural filtering system. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He created the sun. And He said to the sun, you will evaporate the water from the oceans. And from that we will create clouds. And then wind will blow those clouds to the places that Allah commands. And that water now will go through its natural filtering system and will pour down so now human beings can drink it. We did this. We did this out of our own doing, and today you're questioning whether we can create you again. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخُلُقَ مِثْرَهُمْ Allah says that, do you think Allah cannot create equivalent to you again? What's the answer? بَلَىٰ Of course. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ He is the greatest creator, He is knowledgeable. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Look at the sifa of Allah, the jalal of Allah in this verse. It's kind of like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is shooting up and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking with a force and He's saying to them that when Allah wants to do something, when He wants a matter to come into existence, all He says is, kun fayakun. Right? Allah says kun. In Arabic, kun means be. fayakun, and it comes into existence. People like Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi and others even argued whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even needs the word kun to bring something into existence. Some scholars, what did they say? Even though the Quran says, Allah says be and it happens, some scholars argued and said that does Allah even need the word kun? And wallahi, the truth is, He doesn't even need the word kun. But yet we know that the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to always use asbab, to use means. Whenever Allah wants something to happen, He doesn't give it creation spontaneously. He allows a process to occur. That's why the human being doesn't stand 6 foot on day one. There's a process. You start from one nutfah and you grow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah, He says, kun fayakun. The closing verse of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, He says, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Glorified is the one in whose hand lies the kingdom and ownership of everything. وَإِلَيْهِ. This is the fact, accept it or not. Give all the examples you want to Allah. But the haqiqah is, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. To Allah you will return. And that's فَصْرُ الْكَلَامِ. That's the end of it all. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are humble with our knowledge, who stay away from all forms of kufr, who understand the asma, sifat, the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose iman is strong. And we never doubt the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately, Allah azza wa jal allows us to use this temporary worldly life to prepare for that great moment, that day when we stand in front of our Lord. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته